Well, over the past 3 months, 8 whales have died off the east coast of the U.S., one of them an endangered right whale. And while biologists don't know the cause of most of the deaths, when these giants wash up on shore, it gets your attention. Sam Evans-Brown of Here Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio has this story of the lengths scientists are going to try to save the whales from one of the hazards they face, fishing ropes.
Late in June, a big humpback whale washed up onto a beach in Rye, New Hampshire. By the time the cleanup started, she had been on the beach for more than 2 days, and she was starting to stink.
With 6 or 8 inches of blubber and no cooling system on board, it essentially was an oven for a few days, and a lot of the tissue is quite deteriorated.
That's Tony Lacasse with the New England Aquarium, who was in charge of doing the whale autopsy. But despite that indescribable smell and the gory process of scientists cutting up the body and taking tissue samples, there were hundreds of people gathered to watch. And that's a small crowd.
Last night, you know, when there were thousands of people literally coming to Rye. That is not an exaggeration. There were thousands of people, and they were coming from 25, 30, 40 miles away because it was an opportunity for them to show their children something that they thought was important.
Whales, even dead, rotting whales, capture something in our imagination. And while many populations of humpback whales have begun to recover to the point that they're being considered for delisting as an endangered species, there are other species that are still in trouble. Here on the East Coast, the North Atlantic right whale is the most at risk. There are around 500 of them swimming up and down the Atlantic. And one of the biggest dangers to these whales, says Scott Landry with the Center for Coastal Studies in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, is getting tangled in ropes. We're mostly talking about the vertical ropes that fishermen use to haul up lobster pots or gill nets.
As the rope drags through the water, it's creating a force. And that force is slowly sawing into the whale's skull.
When people call to say they've spotted a tangled whale, Landry's job is to head out with a team in a little rubber boat and cut it free. He says right whales are some of the most difficult whales to help because it's hard to get them to stop moving.
They're like a freight train. And so trying to slow down the freight train is hard. Trying to disentangle the freight train while it's still moving is really difficult.
There are a lot of ropes out there. In the state of Maine alone, there are thousands of licensed lobstermen with millions of lobster pots. And by looking at scars on the animals, scientists estimate that more than 80% of right whales will get entangled at some point in their life. Only a fraction of those are cut free by people like Scott Landry.
We really just need to move on and find a way of catching fish and making a living without catching these animals.
Scientists have suggested ideas like using noisemakers to scare whales away from ropes or changing the rope's colors to make them more visible. But what's really got them excited is something called ropeless fishing, which is currently being used by this guy.
Scott Wesley from, I'm a lobster fisherman in New South Wales, Australia.
Ropeless fishing is when all of the gear, the trap, the rope, and the buoy, is sunk to the bottom of the ocean. Then, when the fisherman wants to pull his traps up, he sends out a signal using the same technology as you use to unlock your car, and the buoy and the rope are released to float to the surface.
We don't have to go out there because we know our gear is down until we tell it to come up.
For this technology to work here in New England waters, it has to get a lot cheaper. Here, lobstermen fish more traps and catch fewer lobsters per trap, so outfitting each one with a $1,600 remote is pretty pricey. But there are cheaper ideas. One was inspired by research by Amy Knowlton, a scientist with the New England Aquarium, who found that the number of severe whale entanglements has been on the rise in recent years.
And we have been able to link that to a change in rope manufacturing that occurred in the mid-1990s.
Knowlton says the ropes got stronger, which is bad news for whales.
Once they hit the rope, they immediately freak out. They start rolling, they start thrashing, but if the rope's too strong, they can't escape.
Her research, which suggested exactly how much weaker ropes should be, was picked up on by a group of lobstermen in Massachusetts. John Haviland is with the South Shore Lobstermen's Association, which, along with other fishers in Cape Cod Bay, aren't allowed to fish in February, March, and April in an attempt to protect right whales.
So you can be upset about what the law is and kick the dirt and throw your hat in the ground, but that gets you nowhere other than having dirty shoes and a hat that has dirt on it. At some point, you have to try and coexist.
Haviland and the New England Aquarium got a grant this spring to test out an inexpensive sleeve that they could use to create a weak link in the rope that would break away if a whale got tangled.
It's very clever. I mean, it gets to the point that it was so simple it plumb evaded me.
But will that invention lead to fewer whales dying? It'll take some more research before we know the answer to that question. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.